Black Frog going out across Tame with Zeke and Graham. That was Kansas. Carry on, my wayward son.
That was my radio voice.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
How are you doing? I'm okay. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Good.
You're Graham?
I am the Raving Wild, but people call me Graham.
So what are we doing today? We should probably explain that.
Yeah.
It's Zeke and Graham's ultimate mixtape, isn't it?
It really is, and fingers crossed, it should be ultimate. Because, ladies and gentlemen at home, what we're doing is we are both picking out three tracks.
We're going to try and impress each other, aren't we?
It's essentially what we're going to do, and hopefully top each other.
We've got three tracks each, and we're going to play them to each other throughout the show, and then we're going to decide which four in total go on the mixtape.
See, what we haven't really discussed is...
Mm-hmm. None of this is planned.
No, what are we doing?
This is going to be a shambles.
The mixtape.
Nothing. It's just an idea for a radio show.
Oh.
I'm not literally going to burn it onto a cassette that you can play in a car.
I really wanted a cassette.
We'll get the Black Frog guys to arrange it.
I'm sure, yeah, that'd be cool. That'd
Speaking
be nice.
Of which, you can tweet in at us, can't they?
Yeah, they can.
Yeah, at Radio Black Frog, probably.
I'm going to take a punt at it and say...
Go for it.
Just text us.
Just text it. What's your mobile number? Give that out live on air. Let's do that. No, just tweet us. It's probably Radio Black Frog. If it's not Radio Black Frog, do tweet on in and let us know the correct Twitter address. So,
well, hang on, that defeats the object.
Nah, they'll figure it out.
I wonder who they're going to tweet into.
Radio Black Frog.
Yeah, but if it isn't Radio Black Frog, mm-hmm. who are they going to then tweet in to let us know what the address is?
Well, us, because we need to know.
Yeah, but how?
Text us.
We can't give our number.
Everyone's got your number anyway. You know everyone in town.
I know everyone in town.
You know everyone in town. If you know Graham, then tweet on in at Graham's mobile number.
.com.
Seriously, if you're listening live now, text Graham. Let's see how many texts he gets over the course of the show.
Really?
Yeah, I reckon... Yeah, if you've already got his number, text him, and you'll see how many people he knows in Tame. I reckon it's hundreds.
I don't reckon it's hundreds. I think it's hundreds of a decimal point worth of people. I think I know one person's foot is essentially what I'm saying.
Can you text with a foot? Is the question. So we won't hear from that foot.
I'd assume, generally,
if you're the foot,
brain...
then tweet in at Radio Black Frog.
If I get like hundreds of texts now saying, I'm the foot.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Should we go straight to the first song?
Yes, would you like to go first? Or?
Ooh, may I?
Ooh. Ooh! Hello.
Can I?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind of you. I know you're going to know the artist for this one.
Okay.
Because you kind of really got me into her, in a manner of speaking. But you might not know the actual song.
Okay.
All right? So, this is Regina Spektor with Nemakita Park.
Oh, I do know this one.
Oh, here we go. Oh, and that was
what
a song for a sunny
tune.
Day. Good, isn't it?
Yeah,
that
amazing.
Was Nemakita Pas by Regina Spektor. I do love a woman that can speak French.
And she's so
you?
Versatile, isn't she?
Is.
I mean, I'm not just talking like language-wise, just like song to song.
She is, yeah.
You know, you'd struggle to realise that she is indeed the same artist.
Absolutely. And she can speak French, that's all I know.
And she can speak French.
Do you like a lady that can speak French? If so, tweet on in. If you don't, then don't tweet on in, and we'll tally up those tweets and non-tweets and let you know at the end of the show.
Je suis le français foot.
Pierre is foot in French.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. I kind of got a bit confused there. Don't really speak much French.
You used up the only three French words you knew at the beginning of the sentence and you came unstuck at foot, didn't you?
Actually, the only reason why I knew I am is because I had to look it up for myself earlier.
Earlier when? Back in when you were 13 at school?
I'm going on a French radio, aren't I? So.
Oh, you are, actually. Yeah, let's talk a bit about that. You've been really busy.
I have, yeah. Yeah, I've been on...
What were you doing last night?
I was on BBC Introducing.
On the BBC.
It was cool, man. Like, following in my granddad's footsteps. He was going to be on the BBC, and back in the day, that was quite a quite a big thing.
Was he? I didn't know this.
Well,
I'll point out we're brothers if you didn't know that listening at home. But what's this? Granddad was on the radio.
He kind of was, right? Well, he was saying to everybody in the village, I'm going to be on the BBC. And bear in mind, there were like three channels. So, you know, he was quite excited. And my nan got excited. She'd got all her hair done and everything, even though she's he was only going to be on the TV. And anyway, she told everybody in the village. And then he walked out of a mine. They didn't interview him or anything. He was literally just on the TV show. But he was covered in coal dust.
Right.
Now, filming techniques back then weren't exactly great, so he was indistinguishable from anybody else walking out of the mine.
What was it for, though? I don't understand what it was for.
Just a documentary on the mine strikes, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. But
did they talk to him? Was he actually talking on camera?
No, he just walked out of a mine covered in coal dust. Nobody could recognise him.
All right. But he was on the BBC television.
He was, yeah.
Yeah. And you, so, and you were on BBC introducing last night, playing your new song. That was quite good.
Yes.
And okay. I was on, I tell you what, it's been a month for the BBC, because I was on BBC One not too long ago.
Weren't you?
Yep, I was on that show with little Dominic Littlewood.
Championing good causes.
Yeah, I was slagging off companies, which we will not name,
No.
But yeah, that was fun. So it's been a month for us being on the BBC, hasn't it?
Yeah, it is. Is that resolved now, out of curiosity?
We can't talk about it.
No, I'm just curious. Yes, no.
Yes.
Okay, right. Fair enough. Right, well...
Anyway, that song, are we happy to put that on the mixtape? Or Regina Spektor?
Of course. Yeah? I would love to, yeah.
Because we're going to have to cross off two over the course of this, but I think that's kind of a winner. We both like Regina Spektor. I'm sure you guys liked it at home. It's such a happy song.
Really is.
If you haven't seen the video for it, you should go check that out, because it is mad as a box of frogs, isn't it?
Really is, yeah. Generally, she is. I mean, she's very very eclectic, I found. Not just in stylistic choice, but, yeah, just visual media is... Yeah, she's an interesting
lady.
Oh,
why don't you marry her? So, Regina's on the mixtape.
Yes.
We'll take that one to the bank. Good.
Great.
Let's launch into one of yours. What have you got?
Okay, it's actually a friend of mine who I'm going to be playing with very soon. But he's a ridiculously talented guy. His name's Samuel Hansen.
Samuel Hansen?
Hansen. But he is actually, incidentally, rather handsome.
Why didn't you marry him?
I will.
And what's the song called?
Right. It's called Two Ways.
Two Ways?
Yes.
Okay, let's give it a listen. Samuel Hansen.
Let's do that.
And that was Samuel Hansen here on Radio Black Frog, coming to you live across Tame. And that song was called Two Ways, as chosen by my brother Graham.
Yes.
That was... I like that. He sounds like you. Are you franchising?
I'm not franchising. Nor did I have plastic surgery. No, he's A, more talented, and B, more handsome. He's just a fantastic chap. You really should check him out. He's got an amazing selection of songs. He's working on some new material now. He's just got a band together, so...
Brilliant. I am looking forward to listening to some of the other things he's got there on SoundCloud, because as much as I love that song, I'm a little reluctant to say it should end up on the Ultimate Mixtape for this episode. Just because, A, I'm looking forward to seeing the other two tracks you've got lined up, so I don't want to peek too soon, if you will. And secondly, I'm just thinking... You'd have to be in a certain mood to sit down and listen to that song. It's a little bit...
I don't know. I've spent a lot of time in Cornwall on a rock. Things like that, kind of pretty epic, really, when you're watching the tide trying to take you...
Fair point. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I think Sam's on the mixtape.
Yes.
Yeah, he should be. Because that's some seriously good talent there, so...
Yeah.
Brilliant. Keep it up down there in Falmouth, Sam Hansen. Okay, yeah, no, that was good. You were in Cornwall, obviously. You had a nice little holiday there. How long were you there for?
It was a bit longer than a holiday.
Long weekend?
No, it was more than a week.
How long were you there for?
I'm going to punch you in the face.
You can't punch me in the face on radio.
Well, I can, nobody can see it.
If you'd like Graham to punch Zeke in the face, then tweet in at Radio Black Frog.
The foot wants to kick him. No, I was there for just over a month. Eye-opening experience, it really was. Getting down there and being completely on your own in complete silence. And it was quite relaxing in some ways.
Get a lot of music writing done?
Yeah. Just like a lot of concepts, really. I need to finish them off, mail them back. Yeah. Really, as I said, inspiring.
But you're back. You're back in the Bucks area.
Yes. Permanently. Mm-hmm. For the time being, at the very least.
How long have you been wearing that hoodie?
What do you mean?
Have you not been wearing that hoodie for like the last 3 days?
No.
Okay.
And thank you, if I had been, for telling everybody on air. Once again, I want to punch you in the face.
But actually saying that, I saw you yesterday and you were wearing a rather fetching suit. So
thank you.
Yeah, I do take that back.
Thank you.
I do take
thank
that
you kindly.
Should we go to the next track?
Yes, what is it?
I don't know, I've forgotten. This is how organised we are. Let me just get up the old iPad. Look at the selection. I've wrote down a few things and I thought I'd just wing it, like choose things on the night depending on what kind of vibe we've got.
Yeah,
so I honestly didn't know what vibe you were going to go for. I went kind of a little bit on the alt-rock spectrum. So the next song I've got is, and I guarantee you won't have heard this, it's called Beretta by a little band called Turn.
Can't say I have.
Let's listen.
Looking forward to it. I try my best to stay calm as I watch you unload like a Beretta.
There's no... And you're listening live with Radio Black Frog going out across Tame. It's Graham and it's Zeke. And we're listening to some... That was bad. That was the worst link ever. I wish I could redo it. But we're live. Never mind.
But we're live.
But we're live. That was a song called Beretta by Turn, who, as that song was playing, I didn't know what became of them. I first came across that song, like, years ago. Remember when music magazines used to have, like, CDs on the front of them?
When music magazines actually meant something.
Yeah, when music meant something, you know.
Yeah.
And you used to get that little demo tape off the front and you used to listen to it. It would be a brilliant way of finding out, you know, new bands and things. I really enjoyed those days. So anyway, I found them from that and wonder what became of them.
Not a lot, apparently.
They've been going all these years, but never made much of themselves. They did get a song in One Tree Hill.
What is it? Oh, right. Not being funny. Mm-hmm. They were punchy. I'll give them that. Mm-hmm. But they weren't anything particularly standout-ish.
Yeah. You know what? I haven't heard that song in years until I just played it for you, and I have to agree, it's not aged as well as I thought it might.
No. I'm sorry, mate.
I feel like I've wasted your time. Yeah.
What? You have.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I feel let down by you.
I don't like that.
Where am I ever going to get that time back again?
I've got to carry this guilt around with me for the rest of the day as well, so...
Good.
Do you want to play a game of boring texts?
Okay, yeah, go for it.
Right. Let's find the most boring text conversation we've got on our phone. And read them out live.
I like this. Okay, right.
What have we got? Oh, my battery's
See, the thing
out.
Is, I just, I'm concerned that I'm going to go through a text conversation. I found one.
Okay.
Right, can I begin?
Yep, go for it.
Okay, this is beginning from 28th of October, 2013. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
You've used 80% of your data, which refreshes on 13th of November. Okay. Relax, we'll text you if you've hit 100%.
Have you got any from an actual person?
I'm sure somebody actually sent that. Okay, yes, I'm sure I do. Does EE count?
No, an actual person.
Oh, okay.
While you're looking, I'm going to do this one. Hiya, sorry, can we make it another day, as Gary has a cold, a hangover, and is lacking the ability to function properly. Then that was that one, and then from the same person, hiya my lovely people, if you guys are still up for Good Friday fun and shenanigans, Gary will be cooking chili, please bring your own booze, and RSVP ASAP. Then, she corrected herself to say bring, because she typed bing.
Right.
Then, this is where it really hottens up. Hiya guys, just to say the weather is a tad on the nippy side, please wrap up warm, as we'll be in the garden for a bit. See you soon. That was my boring conversation.
This isn't so much boring as it is confusing.
Mm-hmm. They're the best. Go for it.
Yeah, it begins as such. I had a missed call, I remember this. And I had a few missed calls for the same person. Assumedly, I picked up somebody else's number who was now defunct, obviously. So I began the conversation. "Sorry I missed your call. Phone's knackered. I haven't got many contacts on here. Who is this?" The text that I got back was "easy" with a Z. I responded with dot, dot, dot. "Huh? Is this Curtis?" "No." "Oh, my bad. I wish I was Curtis."
"Well, you said, why? I wish I was Curtis."
"Why?" "Because Curtis is a legend." I didn't receive a response.
Can we call them?
What, right now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Please call them right now and say, "Hi, this is Curtis."
Okay. No, I don't want to say, "Hi, this is Curtis." I want to say, "Hi, this isn't Curtis."
Yes, yes, do it. Do it right now. Do it right now. Let's see if he picks up.
I don't know if I want to do this.
Yeah, you do. I'll do it.
No, it's cool.
Okay,
go for it. No, I don't want to do this.
You do, you do.
I don't.
You do.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let's find out what
Easy has to say. Is it ringing?
Yeah. Hello?
Hiya.
Who is?
You alright? Is that Easy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, mate, I got a text back from you saying, "Is this Curtis?"
Oh, wait, that was probably time ago.
Was it?
Pardon?
Okay, I guess I got the wrong number then, yeah?
Yeah, that was probably years ago.
Ah, that's alright then, mate. No worries.
Yeah.
Alright, thanks anyway.
Alright, cool.
Cool. Love you.
Love you. Excellent. What's your next song?
My next song is by a friend of mine called Dan Chapman.
All right. Are they paying you for all this?
No.
Are you
considering this is a demo?
Do they not?
It's not going to get very far reach, is it?
Regina Spektor gave you $2,000. You should have thought about it.
Well, the third selection might well recap some of the losses.
This isn't this song. What's it called?
It's called Strange Fruit.
Strange Fruit by
A friend of mine, Dan Chapman. He is influenced by another musician that I also have similar.
Yeah. Why don't you marry them? You're back with Zeke and Graham on the ultimate mixtape on Radio Black Frog, going live across Tame and online. Graham, that was an amazing song choice.
How smooth, right?
Smooth as chocolate pudding.
And the highs as well.
The highs are high, the lows, really low. The middle bits, right in the middle. Can't ask for better than that. He kind of reminds me... He's a weird, like, kind of blend of, say, Tom Waits and the soundtrack from Once.
Yes.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
He's he takes a lot of inspiration from Jeff Buckley, as I'm led to believe.
Yeah, I hear that.
Particularly vocally. But he's quite into his gypsy jazz as well. Recently, he started coming up with a few projects, which I won't reveal too much about now. But I'm sure if you want to
online... Until you get the advertising money off him, no.
No, certainly not. He already owes me £500.
Don't let you get on that. Let's call Dan right now and ask him for £500. Let's do a conference call between Dan and Easy.
Should I actually get Dan on the phone and just say, "Dan, you're on the radio"?
Yeah, can do.
All right,
yeah.
Let's do it.
Why not?
Dan. I'll
get Regina Spektor on the line.
Here we go.
It's exciting stuff.
It is a bit. Here we go, Dan.
Is it ringing?
It's about to.
Can't take your call right now.
No, we can't take my call right now. Dan.
Well, if the people at home want to call him and chat to him later, his number is 07...
No, shut up.
No, that was great. I think that should definitely go on Zeke and Graham's Ultimate Mixtape.
You're in concordance with that?
Love it. Absolutely
Fantastic.
Love it.
Great. I'm glad to hear that.
No, good tune. Are you going to do anything musically with him, do you reckon?
We're playing at the Poly in Falmouth on the 12th of July together. Mm-hmm.
All the good people in Tame will be heading to that event on the other side of the country. Be there or be square,
it'll be
Tame
worth
folk.
It. It'll be worth it.
Will it?
Yes.
Will it be worth the petrol money?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, yes. Get yourself down there.
Well, you know, if not, I could probably pay for it, because Dan owes me £500 right now.
But you're going to pay for everyone in town
yeah.
to go to your show.
Yeah, book a coach.
You're really good to your fans, man.
I did my best. But, right then.
Okay.
What is your third selection?
Yeah, let's dive straight into that. I haven't decided. I'm having a toss-up between two tracks I'd kind of picked out. Let me have a little look.
They're well-known, other bands.
One incredibly well-known,
okay.
Like global superstar, but you might not necessarily know the song.
Okay.
The other, but basically, one of them is a kind of pop-punk kind of band, but good.
Like, easy!
Easy! No, it's kind of like, if you think, let's see, it's a bit like Rise Against or like Sum 41, that kind of thing.
Cool.
But like, it's like decent pop-punk. You know how pop-punk kind of, throughout the 2000s, just went
Nickelback!
Well, that's not really pop-punk, I'm talking like, your kind of, yeah, Sum 41 and stuff, like how it all just went very commercial and chintzy, but McFly busted, it all went downhill. Kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah.
So it's a bit like that, but good, or...
Okay,
I'm going to give you option three now, right?
Okay.
So you got that?
Yeah.
That one's one option, you got that in the box. You can take a Jason Mraz song that you might not have heard, or you can take a Slipknot remix.
Can I ask, is the Slipknot remix the Bloodstone remix of
Vermilion? Oh,
yeah,
no! Am I that predictable?
No, it's not that. It's just, that's the only remix I could think of offhand.
Right. What do you want?
Let's take the punk pop route, I feel.
Then, my friends at home, I give you Zebrahead, Everything's Falling Apart.
Oh, another song!
Yeah. Brilliant, high five!
Yeah.
There you go. Zeke and Graham's ultimate mixtape here on Radio Black Frog. You were just listening. Graham, do the link because do the link.
It was Zebrahead. Mm. Everything's Falling Apart.
Very fitting.
What?
Oh, yeah. They say you know that you knew the song.
Yes.
But it's very angry, isn't it?
It is a little bit. Yeah.
Such anger.
Yeah, it's it reminds me a little bit of like Finch, that kind of thing.
It's like
a progenitor of it, if you will.
They were very much of that era. I mean, they're still going on, but like they hit their peak when like Finch and Thursday were going ahead. And
Thursday, cool, that's a band as well.
That is a band. If you were going to describe that collective of people, I would say band.
Well, there is, but there's one other band that I think are probably even better than Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Who are of a very similar style, and
they're
also one of my favourite...
Thrice.
Yes, yes, of course.
Of course. Also, probably my favourite band as well.
Do you remember that gig we went to see Thrice?
Yeah.
The age of before, their last gig.
Yes, I do remember it. I got my phone stolen.
Yes, you did.
No, it was an incredible show. That was one of the best gigs I've ever been to in my life.
Yeah.
And thank you for that. You bought me a ticket for my birthday.
That's quite all right, but it was just an amazing experience to go and see your favourite band on their last ever gig.
I know, wasn't it just?
Yeah, like it was quite an emotional tone to the night, actually. It was like saying goodbye to my friends, really.
Yeah, saying goodbye to my phone. which kicked off... Oh, it's all coming back. Which kicked off the reason why I was on the BBC...
Mm.
Which we spoke about at the start of this show.
Yes, quite so.
But we can't speak any more of it for legal reasons.
We must protect their identity.
don't you dare. You're going too far.
I'm sorry, I didn't want to burst your bubble.
Don't! Stop it! Stop it!
Okay.
Stop.
I'm sorry. Too much. All right. Anyway...
If you'd like to sue Graham Iden, please tweet on in at Radio Black Frog. So, there we go. So is that going on the mixtape, the old Zebrahead?
I am very much in agreement with that.
Good.
I think that's definitely a winner.
That does mean, however, the mixtape is full, so the next song choice will have to be really good and hopefully inspire us to change our minds and scrub one of them out. So,
okay.
What have we got?
Well, choice of two, my friend. First of which is from a band previously mentioned called Thrice. It's one of their tracks.
I knew you would put a Thrice one in there.
Of course I was going to put a Thrice one in there. I absolutely love Thrice. But you could take a question mark track. I'm not going to tell you anything about this track other than the fact you don't know a thing about it.
Of course, yeah. Hence the question mark.
Yes.
I'm going to have to go with the question mark because...
Yeah?
If we choose a Thrice song, I'm going to have to revise my options.
Okay, fair enough.
Because I'd have to have the Thrice song on the mixtape for definite.
Okay.
So I'd rather have something that I haven't yet heard.
Okay.
What have we got?
It's actually a Postal Service cover.
Oh my god, I also wrote down... Look at that.
No.
Postal Service.
Oh,
District Sleeps Alone.
No way.
Is the cover District Sleeps Alone?
No.
Okay, what is it?
No, it's Such Great Heights. And it's by a guy called... Well, it goes by the stage name of Iron and Wine.
Know it, yeah.
You know it.
Let's do it.
Yeah, definitely.
Such Great Heights here on Radio Black Frog. That is, of course, a cover of the Postal Service.
It is indeed. So are you glad you took a punt on that?
I am damn glad I took a punt on that. And I should point out that the quality is not a screw up on our end or on the Radio Black Frog's producer's end. It's just that's how the song sounds. It's so lo-fi, you can smell it. And I think it's I think it's beautiful for it. They probably just literally sat down with an 8-track and just went for it, didn't they?
By the sound of it, I'd say it's probably a home recording.
Yeah.
But like, it's such a fantastic feel to it. What a great track to choose to, you know, give it a kind of a low production feel. I just think it works amazingly. It's beautiful. Harmonic.
Yeah,
I love my harmonies, as you know.
Yeah, I love wine.
You love wine.
Yeah, iron and wine. It's brilliant.
I like mode.
Yeah, I like the postal service as well. I like sending letters. I like wine. I'm a fan of iron. You can build things of iron,
and it's ready for the hood.
But I'm scared of heights.
So, are you really?
Yeah, terrified of heights. So iron and wine, Such Great Heights. It's 2 out of 3.
But it is great.
Such Great Heights. Yeah. This is true. In fact. It pains me to say this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
For the ultimate mixtape, I'm going to kick out Zebrahead and put them in, because we've run out of slots. So
wow, you're.
I don't want to get rid of Regina Spektor, and I don't want to get rid of the lads that you chose earlier on. excuse me. Yeah, I think Iron and Wine needs to go in there.
Fantastic. I can't tell you how pleased I am by that.
Brilliant. So we've just nailed it. We just made our first ultimate mixtape.
Woo!
Woo!
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening, everyone. We're going to hand you over to our next presenters now, and we're going to go into Toto Africa to do the transition. But da 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 da
do do something about wild dogs in the night.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is. Not something about them. Yeah, them.
Oh, is that all it is?
Wild dogs echo in the night.
Looking for a doggy biscuit.
Yeah. We could have just played the song. That was what I was going to do, but then you deigned to sing it for everyone.
Well, hardly sing it, but yeah.
I like that.
I enjoy that.
I think for future shows, we should always just sing the songs. Like, we never bother playing them. It would get around copyright and licensing fees. We can just sing them.
Graham and Zeke's ultimate mess up.
That's what it shall be entitled in the future. But thanks, guys. You can follow us at Radio Black Frog. And if you disagree or vehemently agree with any of the choices that we made tonight, then do let us know via that. You can get us on our personal Twitter accounts, can't they?
Yes.
What are you?
I'm at Raving Wild, all one word.
And your website's ravingwild.co.uk. Check out your music, because that's pretty okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
And I'm Zeke Idden at Iron Man Mode. And you can check out my website, ironmanmode.com. And also on YouTube, I do funny videos on YouTube.
Amazing videos, in fact. Fantastic comedy and quality on both accounts.
They're okay. I had Regina Spector on the phone the other day. She called me up and said, your videos, they're all right.
Is that a real fact?
No.
No.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, let's do a little test, doing a voice test. This is a voice test. Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Good.
Testing.
Testing. This is a mighty fine test we're involved in right now.
I think this is possibly the best test. The best tests.
Up there in the top three tests.
Definitely. You know, I've done a few tests in my time, and this is...
Yeah?
This is really...
Would you say you're a connoisseur of testing?
I am.
You know your tests.
I know an exquisite test.
You know your tests. That's one thing people will say about you. I've heard people say that. They go, Graham, he's a lot of things, but one thing he really is a good tester.
I hope in many years to come, you know, my grandchildren are talking about my testing experiences.
They're going to. I mean, that's a given. That is a given.
So if I have grandchildren, can you say, can we do the test again?
Yeah.
Do we have to repeat?
Every single word for word, otherwise we fail the test.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a connoisseur, and I'm sure I didn't say that.
No, I was the one that said that. Yeah, I said, so you are a connoisseur of testing.
I'm not.
Obviously not. You're failing this one.
I really am.
As far as tests go, this is the worst test I've ever been involved in.
I hope in years to come, people realise this was not
the height of my career. No one will be talking about this test.
I sincerely hope not. Can we, just for the sake of the test...
Mm-hmm.
Can we just try and see how, like, some high notes come out just on the off chance that one of us giggles particularly high, as you're prone,
I never
as you're
giggle
prone
high.
To doing? No.
Let's see who can hit the higher note. Go higher.
I can't, because I've got a cold.
Oh, a workman always blames his tools.
No, seriously, I'm not doing too well.
You got a cold? You didn't tell me that before you sat next to me.
I didn't think it was relevant. You got a cold. You got a cold, don't you?
Well, it's relevant because I don't want a cold.
That's unfortunate.
Cheers. All right, that's been test.